You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 127, River by Joni Mitchell. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this episode of Lyrics Undercover, we're uncovering a song that quietly sneaked into the hearts of listeners, River by Joni Mitchell. Joni Mitchell was born Roberta Joan Anderson in 1965. Her father's Air Force career took the family to various towns in northern Canada, and eventually they settled in Saskatoon, where she would live from age 11 until she left home, first for college and then for a career as a folk singer. Mitchell began singing to pass the time when she was hospitalized for polio at age 9. It was then, she says, that she discovered she was a bit of a ham. She taught herself ukulele and then guitar and began performing at parties. By the time she left art school in 1964, she was ready to embark on a singing career. She was also unexpectedly pregnant by a former boyfriend, and in 1965 she married fellow musician Chuck Mitchell, who promised to help her bring up the child. The plan failed since the young Mitchells felt completely unprepared for parenthood, and she reluctantly gave up her daughter for adoption after a few weeks. The marriage lasted long enough for the Mitchells, who performed as a duo, to move to the United States to pursue their careers. When they split up, Joni headed to New York City, which she used as a home base, while she traveled up and down the East Coast of the United States, playing in clubs. Her songwriting talent was recognized first, and her songs sold well for the more popular artists who recorded them. By 1968, David Crosby, who had heard her performing in a club, convinced her to move to Los Angeles and used his influence to help her get her first album recorded. She toured to promote the album, and on her second album, she was at last able to record her own songs that others had made famous. The record sold well, as did her third album. The fourth album, Blue, is filled with songs that Mitchell describes as honest, featuring the lyrical piano work that became her signature style. River, although it was not released as a single when the album came out, is immensely popular and has been covered by a host of folk, pop, and country artists. The nostalgic monologue of a woman looking back on the end of a relationship is irresistible, especially as rendered by Mitchell herself. In California, of course, the rivers do not freeze the way they do in northern Canada, and she's remembering a time when escape was as easy as teaching her feet to fly. Joni Mitchell has described herself during these years as completely transparent, unable to hide anything from the world. During her early career, she had been careful not to write anything that might alert people to trouble in her marriage, but by the time Blue was released, she felt free to say whatever was on her mind. The popularity of River also owes something to its setting. Although it's not a Christmas song, its references to Christmas evoke a sympathetic lonesomeness.
He tried hard to help me, you know, he put me at ease, and he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad, now I gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. had a river so long, I would teach my feet to
saying what's on her mind and living the life she pleased have been Joni Mitchell's trademarks during her long career. She has 21 albums to her credit, and Blue was named one of the best 100 all-time albums by Time magazine. She's won 9 Grammys, numerous Canadian Music Awards, an honorary doctorate from McGill University, and Billboard magazine's Century Award. In 1997, she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 2002, she won a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award.
It's coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Some years after Blue, Joni Mitchell married a second time. This time it lasted 12 years, but eventually she found herself on her own again. However, in 1997, she was at last reunited with her daughter. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.